Tananosim, we learned over there a Gemara in Shabbos that learns, that says, Ma'afirin Nidorim B'Shabbos. A husband could be mefer, or a father could be mefer the Nidorim, even on Shabbos. V'nisholon l'Nidorim, but if you have to go to a Chacham to be matter the Neder, then Shehen L'Tzorech HaShabbos. You could only be matter Nidorim, a Chacham could only be matter a Neder on Shabbos for somebody if that Neder pertains to Shabbos. Like if the person made a Neder not to eat Sholent, and now he wants to eat Sholent on Shabbos. So if the Chacham hears about it and he wants to be matter the Neder, he's allowed to be matter the Neder on Shabbos. But that's called a Neder, that's Nogeya to Shabbos. But if the Neder has nothing to do with Shabbos, he made a Nisa Neder, he's not going to go to the bank this week, it has nothing to do with Shabbos, then you can't be matter the Neder on Shabbos. Mashenka, how far you could? Now, we have a question like this. Mefirin Nedorim B'Shabbos L'Tzorech HaShabbos. That that it says a husband can be made for his wife's Nedorim on Shabbos, is it only Nedorim that pertains to Shabbos? Only a Neder again that she needs this Heter to be able to eat the food on Shabbos? Or Dilma, maybe no. Maybe Afidlush L'Tzorech. Maybe when a husband is made for his wife's Nedorim, he could even be made for the Neder even if it does not pertain to Shabbos. She's Tam made a Neder, she's not going to go to the bank this week. So it has nothing to do with Shabbos. Still, if the husband hears about it on Shabbos, he has a right to be made for that Neder. And the Svar is Poshid, because he only has that day till the end of Shabbos to be made for. So if he's not going to be made for now, he won't be able to be made for later. Therefore, he's allowed to be made for it now on Shabbos. Tomorrow says, Toshma, come and bring your proof. De Toni Rav Zuti, Deve Rav Papi. Ein mefirin nedarim elu l'tzorach haShabbos. He says clearly, you can only be mefirin nedarim, even afara is only good if the neder is a tzorach haShabbos. Mashm again, only if your wife made a neder that stops her from enjoying Shabbos. So then you're allowed to be made for that neder to let her go enjoy Shabbos. That has to be something that's tzorach Shabbos. On this, Omer Rav Ashi said, I hold like Tanan Hochi. Rav Ashi said back, no, we did not learn like that. We learned not like that. We learned Nodrin Chashecha. If your wife makes the neder, let's say on Shabbos, near the end of Shabbos, Meifelo Achela Techshach. You could only be Matar her Nedorim until the end of Shabbos. That's what our Mishnah holds. Again, B'yom Shemaya. The day you heard it, you have till the end of that day. If you hear it near the end of the day, you only have that small amount of time until the end of the day. Now, V'yamrit, if you want to tell me, L'tzorech Shabbos in, Shlo L'tzorech Shabbos loy, that the husband only has the right to be made for the wife's Nedorim, which pertains to Shabbos, which stops him from doing something on Shabbos. If so, Ma'yiri Chashecha, Afilo B'teich Hayayim, Ein Yochel Hofer. The Shlo L'tzorech, what it means to say is like this, like you're telling me now that he could be made for the Nedorim near the end of Shabbos. Now, if she first made the neder then, so l'chura doesn't pertain to Shabbos, how come he could be made for it? So Ram says like this, Afilu b'teichayim namilo yefa d'shlom tzorechu, t'chivon d'yim chashaycha nodra. Since she made this neder near the end of Shabbos, since so, like matzarech Shabbos yesh b'afrosoi, for what purpose do you have to take it away now by the end of Shabbos? Let's say she said not to eat sholent, but it's the end of Shabbos, not the time to eat anyway then. So what's the tzorach of Shabbos here? So since our Mishnah says that the husband could be made for the neder right near the end of Shabbos, it has to be that even though the neder does not pertain to Shabbos. Because if he could only be made for a neder that pertains to Shabbos, so this neder doesn't pertain to Shabbos. So if so, afilu mevayjoyim, you can't be made for the neder. Elavada the Ran says, afilu shlolu tzorach mefer. No, that the husband could be made for his wife's nedarim, even though they don't pertain to Shabbos. Like we said, the Svara, because the husband only has the day that he heard of the neder to be mefer. Like it says in the Mishnah, Shim Chashecha, once it becomes nighttime, for Loi Hefer and the husband did not make that for yet, Shuv Eini Yochel Hofer, the husband can't do it anymore. So the kids of now Mishnah Zmashma clearly that the husband could be mefer the nedarim, even though it does not pertain to Shabbos. Because it says if she made the neder right before the end of Shabbos. So whenever she asks it upon herself, obviously it doesn't matter for Shabbos.
It's near the end of Shabbos anyway. She doesn't need it for Shabbos. And still it says that the husband could be made for the Nedarim. So we see clearly a husband could be made for his wife's Nedarim, even though the Neder does not pertain to Shabbos. It pertains to the weekday, but still the Svar is, since if the husband is not made for the Neder now, after Shabbos he can't do it anymore, therefore he has Heter to be made for it now. Smart of I'll tell you Tanoihi. I'll tell you this to Machlokes Tanoim. Ha'aforos Nedarim kol ayin. One writer says that Ha'aforos Nedarim is the whole day, like our mission holds. You could only be Mefer the day you heard it, until the end of that day. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omru, they both say no. Meyes liyes, that you have time to be made for your wife's Nedarim for a 24-hour period. Meyes liyes. It's like this. Laman diyama kol hayoim in tfeiloi, according to the man diyama like our Mishnah, that a husband could only be made for the Nedarim until the end of that day and not further. If so, the svara then should be afilu shlele tzorech haShabbos mefer, even though the neder does not pertain to Shabbos, but the husband should have a right to be made for it, because if he does not take it away on Shabbos, he can't do it after Shabbos, because after the nighttime, after Shabbos, it's not b'yom shemaya. So if you hold b'yom shemaya only means that day until the end of that day, shem shit, you can't be made. You could be made for even on Shabbos. But Laman Diyama, according to these Rabban and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that they say you could be made for your wife's Nedarim for a 24-hour period, Diyama Mi'ais Li'ais, if so, then there's no purpose to be matter made for it on Shabbos. If the Nedarim does not pertain to Shabbos, so wait till after Shabbos and be made for it then, because you hold, you have 24 hours to be made for it. So according to them, the Svarah should be that L'tzarech HaShabbos in, if the neder pertains to Shabbos, she made a neder not to eat certain food, and now on Shabbos she wants to be able to eat that food, so then Avadi could be made for the neder even on Shabbos. But, Shalom L'tzarech HaShabbos. But if the neder does not pertain to something she does on Shabbos, it only goes on something she does in the middle of the week, so then we say Loi, that the husband has no right to be made for the nedarim on Shabbos, because it doesn't affect Shabbos anyway, and we'll tell the husband, wait till after Shabbos. Since you're telling me you hold that these Rabbanin, that they hold is a 24-hour period. So she made the neder in the middle of Shabbos, you always have time even after Shabbos to be made for the neder. So this svar of the husband could be made for any neder on Shabbos is totally how long of a time does the husband nearly have to be made for his nedarim. Now, finishol le nedarim, shen le tzarech haShabbos, yeah. Now you want to tell me what? That you could be when you show in the Nedarim. That's what it says in the Braisa. That not about the husband. But when you want to go to a Chokham to be matter the Nedarim, that's called Shilas. When you show in the Nedarim, you could be Shoyal, go to a Chokham to be matter the Nedarim. So HaTorah's Chokham is only Mutar, Shein LaTorah HaShabbos. Only if you need it for the Shabbos. So on this, Boyle, you have a question like this. Kishaloi Hoyulam Penai. Are we talking about only where the person does not have, even if he did not have enough time to do it before Shabbos, like he didn't have time to go to the Chacham to be matan neder before Shabbos? Or Dilba maybe no kishoyelim penai. Even in the case where he had, or maybe not only if he had time before Shabbos to be matan the neder, then we say he can't do it on Shabbos because he should have done it before Shabbos. But let's say you did not have any time before Shabbos to be matter the neder. Maybe then, even if the neder does not pertain to Shabbos, maybe then you could. Tehran says, "B'shaloi hoye efshalem b'joim kagoyin she'nodrer Shabbos im chashecha hinamid lo yizakik lechachem b'joim v'yastik nafilu b'nedarim shehoye lehem eshem b'joim nisholot tzorech haShabbos." So that's the shalah. The shalah is that that would give you a heter to be matan nedarim l'tzorech haShabbos on Shabbos. Is it only a case when you did not have time before Shabbos to do it? But if you had time before Shabbos, then like there's a kenas will tell you no, don't do it on Shabbos. You should have done it before Shabbos. Or maybe no, maybe even though you had time before Shabbos to do it, so what? The Chum did not make a kenas here, since this neder is a shalah about Shabbos. So if you want to be matur on Shabbos, maybe still it's mutter. That's the shayla. So Mora says, Toshima, come and bring your proof. The is the kikole rabbonin le brei de rav zutra, brei de rav ziri. Afilu ben adorim, is the kikole rabbonin, is the rabbonin used him to be matur ben adorim. What type of adorim? Afilu ben adorim shohoyu lem p'nai mebajoyim. Even though those Nadarim, there was time really to go to the Chochem, that the Chochem could have been Mata Yon Eder before Shabbos. You had time Friday morning to go to the Chochem. But still, if you did not go, and now it's Shabbos, and this Neder pertains to Shabbos, this Neder is a Neder you can't eat meat, and you want to be able to eat meat on Shabbos, therefore you're allowed to go to the Chochem to be Mata this Neder on Shabbos. Even though you had time before Shabbos, there's no Knas. Havad, it was better to go before Shabbos. But if you did not go before Shabbos, then the Loch Rish, you'll have to have your Torah even on Shabbos. So far, Rabbi Yosef Lemein, Rabbi Yosef thought to say that Nisholim Nedorim B'Shabbos B'Yochid Mumcha. That if there's a heter, if the Neder pertains to Shabbos, that you could be mad to the Neder on Shabbos, but maybe only to go to a Chocha Mumcha. Let's go to a Yochid, one person. The Loch Rish usually needs three people to be mad to the Nedorim. So if you have a chochem mumcha that knows the halacha clearly, he could be matter by himself. So if you do it on Shabbos, it's not nice to have three people, because three people looks like a bezdin. You're not supposed to have a bezdin on Shabbos. So therefore he thought to say it's only mutter to go to a yochid mumcha. And so he said, Loshinov, Nisholom Nadorim b'Shabbos b'yochid mumchin, but b'shloisha jaitis loy. He thought to say, he can only be matter than Neder on Shabbos if you go to a single Yochid Mumcha, but not to three regular people. Why? Because if you go to three people, it looks like you're going to a Bezdin. And it's not nice, you're not supposed to go to a Bezdin on Shabbos. So that's what he thought to say. That you'd only go to a Yochid Mumcha. On this, Omalay Abaye, Abaye said back, no. Kivon the Sviralon, Afilu Miyoymeh. Since we hold that when a Chocham is matter the Neder, he doesn't have to sit down like a dying to pass on the Shaila, but he could do it even though he's standing up. And Afilu B'Kroivim, he could even have a Korev that could be matter your Nadorim. The Ran says, Shepsun Ladin, even though your Korev is possible to be a dying for you, but Ataras Nadorim is not called like a Din. So therefore, and who are Din V'Afilu B'Laila, since you're allowed to be matter the Nadorim even at night time, therefore, it does not look like a psak bezin, like bezin is sitting down on Shabbos. So therefore, you're allowed to use even three people on Shabbos. You can go to three people to be matir your neder on Shabbos. And it doesn't look like you're going to a din, because by dayonim, you have to dafka sit down, and only by day, not at night, and not kroivim. Here, since it could be standing, or kroivim, or at night time, you know that hataras adorim is different. Hataras adorim is not called a psak din. Omar Rabba says, Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, in the name of Rav, Halacha, what's the Halacha? Mefirin Nidorim Balayla. You're allowed to be Matan Nidorim even at night time. Even though Bezin doesn't make Psak Din at night, but at Taurus Nidorim, that's Mutter even at night. For Masnisini, the Ran says about the Maikam Ashmalon Rav, what is Rav teaching us as far as the Mishnah that says like that? Nodra Balel Shabbos. Says now Mishnah, if she made the neder, Leil Shabbos, that the husband could be Mefer. So you see, even at that time, he could be Mefer. So what is Rav saying? Mefer in the Dorim Balayla. Like he's telling us the Chiddush, could be Mefer, a husband could be Mefer, his wife the Dorim at night time. That's enough in the Mishnah. How Mishnah says, if your wife makes the neder on Leil Shabbos, you could be Mefer at the whole Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, what's Rav's Chiddush? So Gemara says, Ela Eima, Halach, you know what Rav meant to say? Nisholin Balayla. Not only could you be Mefer, your wife's Nadorim, but a Chocham could be Mat in Nadorim also at night time. Even a Taurus Nadorim is also good at night time. On this, Omale Rabab Rafuna. So Rabab is at Mat Rafuna. Omar Rav Hochi. Did Rav really say like this? Is that true what you're saying? That a Chocham could be Mat even at night time? So Omale Ishtik. He said to him, like, be quiet. So Omale said back to him, what do you mean to tell me? Ishti kamrit, do you mean to tell me to be quiet? Or ishosi kamrit, or do you mean to tell me like you're going to drink with me, you're going to be happy with me? So Ran says like this, ishti kamrit, Rav Huna shoyel es Rabbi Abba, Rav Huna es Rabbi Abba, Mashata Shalaini, that that you asked me. Omar Rav Ocha, did Rav really say like this? Like, what do you ask me the question? Mishum the Svirla Yoshmaita Torah, for Lishkas Likois Karmit, that you also agreed to me, and you meant to be like happy with me, drink a cup of wine with me? Or Yishtikin Karmit, or no, the opposite way. You want to like, keep me quiet. Shata Tema, like you have a question like, Heche Yomar Rav Ocha, like the truth, Rav said like this. For this Kavata Lishkagoisi, and did you mean not to keep me quiet? That's what he asked. So he says, Lofi Perizula Goros Toshma, Eloho de Raviki, Meim Rabbi Apanavshi. Then you Goros right away what Raviki meant to say. And the Ran says, Thou know, Vistagasi Soma Goros Yomar Rav Ochi, or Malay Ishtik kept quiet, Omale Eshkin Karmat Eshtun Kamarmit, Toshma, Yomar Ravidi. Some were like, ah, that's our Girsa. So Ran says, on this, Fochi Pushin is the Pshat according to that Girsa. Omar Rav Ochid, Rav will listen like this. That means Rababa Shirla Rafuna. Rababa was asking Rafuna a question. Im Shoma Me Rabba Feirish, did you hear it directly from Rav, this halacha, that you could be mat in the dorm at night time? Veishiv La Rafuna, Rafuna answered back, Diyu Omar Kame the Rav. He himself said in front of Rav. For Rav shot and Rav kept quiet. So that's the rhyme that Rav agreed to it. And on this, Vishirla Rababa Rafuna. Hold the shosak of Rav, then he asked back. Now that you tell me Rav kept quiet, what's the pshat? Mishum the hoy the Lord of Recha, did he keep quiet because he agrees to what you're saying? Like, hold the maimon lechaberoi, ishkoyin, no drink with me? Or dil ma the shosak, he kept quiet because he didn't want to argue with you, but he argued on you. So that was the question. So I called upon the kids, we want to know, is it really true that Rav said this halacha or not? So the Gemara says, Omar Raviki Baravin, is the kikolei Rav Larabba, that Rav needed Rabba, Rav met up with Rabba.